Healthy church, healthy pastor. In GCI, if we expect to have healthy churches, we must first have healthy pastors. Our pastors and our ministries are all foundationally grounded in the life of Father, Son, and Spirit. In all occasions, the pastor is just an under-shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd who is the head of the church, who guides the church. The Holy Spirit is there empowering us and guiding us, and it's all to the glory of the Father. We try to encourage our pastors to take care of themselves. If they're not personally healthy, if they're not taking care of themselves and finding balance in their life and attending to their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, how will they be able to care for others? So the pastor, first of all, needs to be mature and be able to take care of his personal life and his personal family so that he can serve the church. The Apostle Paul says, if you can't serve your family well, how will you serve the church of God? Our foundational scripture comes from Ephesians 4, and Ephesians 4 shows us in this scriptural guideline that we need pastors who are first growing in relationship to Christ and pointing others to Christ and helping to mentor and to equip and to release others into the ministry of Jesus Christ. Are they discerning where the Spirit is leading their church and the people who make up their church? Are they committed to equipping these saints so that now these other believers can be released to join Jesus in his ministry as it is expressed in the life of the church? So Ephesians 4 is foundational to how we see the role of the pastor. We try to break it down and make it more simple. These four E's are very important. The participation in the four E's, as you see on the slide there, are central to the pastor. It's what the pastor does. It's how the pastor spends his time and his focus. And these four E's can't be just limited to the pastor. The pastor has to be able to help others. The other leaders need to learn how to engage, equip, empower, and encourage. Avenue Champions, in particular, must learn and apply the four E's if the church is going to grow and to thrive. The first E is engagement. Having a posture of openness to include and involve others. This means calling up positive qualities in people. And we have to be careful. There's a nuance here. I think back to one of our leaders who would tell a young person, I think you can be a pastor. Wow, that puts a lot of weight and expectation on a young person. But rather than saying, I think you could be a pastor, what if you call up the positive qualities in a person? What if you say, hey, I see in you some leadership qualities. Do you notice how other people respond to you? See how that actually encourages and motivates, but it doesn't put the heavy expectation on someone. I hope you see the difference there. Engagement is a little bit like being a talent scout, being able to see qualities in people, and a pastor needs to have those kind of eyes to see the capacity in people. Once people have been engaged, the next step is to equip. And in equipping, we need to know how we are showing interest in someone. What do they seem to have talents and passions for, and how do we place them in the right ministry avenue so that they're a good fit? And how do we, not just the pastor being the mentor, but how do we match them up with someone who can help them grow in their experience, someone who has a relational chemistry with that person as well? This placement of people is so crucial. If we don't get that right, people become discouraged and they lose interest. So we have to be very careful about how we do the equipping. And then once people are equipped, we have to give them meaningful responsibilities, not just let them, you know, do something that anyone could do in a pedestrian kind of way, but they need to be given ministry that actually matters in the life of the church. Give them something that will have consequences as to whether they do a good job or not, and it's also a learning opportunity. We don't expect people to be perfect. Our leaders are not perfect. We're going to make some mistakes. We're human, but we have an environment in that way that we actually do believe in people, and we don't get so possessive in our ministry. If I'm a pastor and I think no one can do it like me, and I'm not willing to give away some leadership opportunity, then it becomes pastor-centric all over again. So we've got to be willing to empower. And then after we've done the empowering, we need to be able to offer encouragement. So many of the ones who participate in our churches are volunteers. And they're using their little bit of margin of time that they have from their busy lives with their jobs and their families. And one of the biggest things for me that I've seen through the years, when I've had supervisors working with me and they don't seem to be all that interested or paying attention to what I'm doing, I get discouraged. I think one of the greatest things we can do as pastors and church leaders is that we're attentive to what's going on in the ministries, that we see what's happening, that we offer words of affirmation, and also even words of challenge and accountability too. Because when we do that together, and we do it in a graceful way, that helps others to learn, it helps them to be encouraged, it helps them to know that what they're doing does count and it's meaningful. It's important that we are reflective. It's important that we come back and we think about, how is this ministry working? How are we doing as a church? So periodically, we've got to come together with our leaders and have these discussions. And I'm not talking about being hypercritical, but be realistic. Think about how things are going. Where are the areas that we can celebrate? And also, where are the areas where we can do better? What adjustments need to be made? So we continue to learn. We continue to grow. We pray about these things. We wash them in prayer. And then we go and try again. And we come back and do it all over again. This is what reflection is about. I want to say a few words in closing to our pastors. For many of our pastors, we've gone through this year of COVID. We're still trying to come out of COVID. It's been a time of reset, both in structure and in practice. So I realize the learning curve has been pretty steep, but I feel like through COVID, it's offered us an opportunity to rethink and to reset and hopefully start building out our teams. The first priority, which I think is the greatest priority for our pastors, is identifying who your Avenue champions are going to be, and to be able to now start investing in them, help set them up as your pastoral team. Because pastor, your greatest time and energy is going to have to go into your Avenue champions. If they're going to do their job well, you're going to have to be able to mentor and equip them, continue to empower and encourage them so that they can do their job. And if they're learning these qualities, the four E's that we talked about, if they're learning these four E's and these qualities as you work with them, think how well they're going to be equipped to work with their team members. So it passes down, it trickles down to where we're learning and growing together in the same way. Through our media department, we have all kinds of tools. One of the best tools is called the Apprentice Square. If you want to look at how this process works in a mentoring relationship, so we have tools to help in that way. I think we all understand that ministry doesn't sleep, it doesn't rest. We have to continue to work holistically. Whether we like it or not, the Sunday service is coming. Whether we like it or not, if we're prepared or not, the church picnic is going to happen. Whether we actually put the time in, the Connect group is going to meet. Depending on what that experience is going to look like, depends on how we have put the time and the energy into preparing, being intentional, being prayerful, once again, having that ministry founded in Father, Son, and Spirit, relying on the Spirit to guide us through this. This is a process. For us to become a healthy church, it starts with the pastor. And so, pastor, again, you're the under-shepherd, so please don't feel too heavy of a weight, because you're doing this with Jesus, through Jesus, by Jesus, under His authority, and with His presence and His power. So be encouraged. We pray that things will continue to bring us out of COVID. We look forward to the restructure and the new practices of our church. We really, truly believe that you as a pastor, you've got the support from us, and we're here for you.